Yosef, how are you? What's with you?
I want to say thank you to everyone for the outpouring of tefillos and the outpouring of chesed. We could not go anywhere without being stopped by people who were genuinely concerned about Rebbetzin or Dr. Weisbord or just the how's your mom. Mom, you were a mother to all. Took care of your grandparents, your parents, children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Your care spanned six generations. And the way that you cared and gave was something truly to behold. You never asked what was needed. You didn't say, what can I do for you, or let me know what you need. You just did. And what you did was always exactly what was needed. Even when we didn't know what it was, you gave, you did, and there was the relief. I never heard one complaint. Never asked for a break. Never took a minute just to stop. Shabbos and Yontif. After putting everything together, you still wouldn't rest. We would find you resting your eyes at the table, but ready to roll as soon as the kids would come around. Something so unique about you, Mom. Like Shmop said, like Yehuda said, you were an individual. You worked full-time. You had your family full-time. And you were with the community full-time. If it was possible for you to do, you would do it. No matter what it was. Shmop stole my thunder again. I was going to mention the Eitzah hotline. We had a hotline coming to our home. That was our second of three lines. That was a hotline coming to our home that we would answer for people who needed you and needed help anytime, day or night. Multi-talented, superhuman, always there, whether for an individual or for an institution, nothing too big, and there was nothing too small. And even though you were so busy, you were always the one to bring me and my friends wherever we wanted to go. You'd say, sure, you'd leave the office, pick us up, drop us off, go back to work, and pick us up when it was time. And that's how you operated. And it was all with the support of Pop. Oh, you really show us, along with Mommy, how to love a spouse with full devotion. So generous, Mom, you always gave of your time, your money, your entire self to people in need. The kids so looked forward to Friday afternoons when you'd give them all an obscene amount of goodies, treats. You were loved and respected not just by the Orthodox community, but by people from all walks of life. Be it Jewish or otherwise, religious or non-affiliated. And you were loved and respected because you truly loved and respected all. On behalf of myself, Sippy, and the family, I'd like to express a special thanks to Jonathan and Devorim Ira. Jonathan, for your tireless efforts these past harrowing months, and Devorim Ira for tolerating it. Mom, I love you. You're one of a kind. I'll miss you. Sippy and the kids miss you. And you'll be missed by so many. I only hope that my life can be one in which you will be proud. You know, my friend, our friend, Josh Lewis, of blessed memory, used to speak of the Slonim Rebbe often. He said, every morning we see Baruch Gozer U'Mekayim. Blessed is the one who decrees and maintains that decree. And the Slonim Rebbe asked, what's the question? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu decrees and he follows through? Of course he does. What he says is, Baruch Gozer U'Mekayim means the Almighty decrees. He gives us a gezerah, and then he upholds all of those who are affected, and he helps us pick up the pieces. Now I say, Baruch Gozer, we receive the grace, the gezerah. We receive the gezerah. And now we ask you, Hashem, for the umakai. Please give me and my family the strength, along with Pa, my siblings, the community, and so many others to persevere. Help us pick up the pieces from this devastating loss. Mom, I love you. I ask your forgiveness on behalf of myself and my whole family.